KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Soul City Supper Club concert series on Saturday, July 2nd at the Star Theater in Portland. This month features local soul artist Ronnie Wright with new vocal diva Tamara Stevens and surprise guests from the Bespeak Project. The event will also have guest DJs, door prizes, and more. Again, that's the Soul City Supper Club concert series with Ronnie Wright and Tamara Stevens on Saturday, July 2nd at the Star Theater, 13 Northwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Green Day's American Idiot, produced by Triangle Productions. Don't wanna be an American idiot. The two-time Tony Award-winning hit follows Johnny, Tooney, and Will as they flee the constraints of their hometown for the thrills of the city life in this energy-fueled rock opera. That's American Idiot, June 9th through July 2nd at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. One nation controlled by the media. Information age of hysteria. It's going
out to idiot America. It is 11 o'clock. You're listening to KBOO.FM 90.7. If you're still awake, don't fall asleep. The Sudden Radio Project is on now. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our program. Tonight we present four pieces: I'm Only Happy When It Rains, Hungry Cretans, and I Hate, written by Connor Kearns and directed by Connor Kearns, and A Way Out of the Labyrinth, written and directed by Alexander Lumiere. We're very happy you're here. Please turn off the lights and turn up the sound and listen to The Sudden Radio Project. Is this
rain? It's March, it's rain. Pour down the misery, God, you big dick bladder daddy. See, smog makes it even look yellow. Can we close the window?
I mean, this, I'm throwing it out. I don't know what it is. Hope you didn't step in it. You hungry?
These your antidepressants?
That's what this is for. Screw caps can't do that.
I'm closing the window. Did somebody leave them here?
Nobody's been over.
Sounds familiar. Was that a placemat?
Huh?
On the floor in your bathroom.
Too small for a rug.
Smart.
Are you having this?
Sure. Anything to eat?
Anything in the fridge.
These crackers fair game?
Sure. Cold?
Better. This place is so dark.
Cheers.
You finish your thing?
Huh?
Story or something?
The election.
Oh.
Can't get any work done.
I've decided nothing is more important than potato chips. Want to hear why? Forget the election. Focus on...
I would have died for her.
Joe.
I would have done anything for her.
It wears off. Eventually it does. I'm living proof.
God damn, what the fuck is this?
Just a little rain.
God Christ. Fuck.
I lied for him once. Big time lie. I wanted to get caught, too, so he'd know I'd done it for him.
Never got caught?
No. No satisfaction.
Where's the devil when you're ready to deal?
Horny fucker's just as bad as God. Can't depend on him.
Crackers.
They're good. What's the story about?
A goblin and a trunk.
Cool.
You want to write it?
I didn't mean.
No, I know. You can have it. I can't finish it.
Dry. My throat's dry.
Cheers.
As in cheer. I guess that's November cheer. Crowd going wild.
I like the rain.
Rain's okay. It's the misery not stopping.
You'll find someone, Jane.
Why? What makes you sure? There's no reason.
You're great. Jane, come on. You've got red hair, I mean. Come on.
You'll find someone.
It's the middle of the night when I hate it.
Sleeping pills.
They keep me awake. You like your job?
Not at all. People are so arrogant.
At least it's somewhere to go. I tell myself,
I would die for you. I would die for you.
I tell myself that every morning.
You do have dark circles.
Leave me alone, big eyes.
Don't talk about my eyes.
What's wrong with your eyes? Sorry, sensitive area.
In middle school, I got beat up.
Why?
Big eyes, red hair, look at me.
Fuckers.
Why can't I sleep? I cut myself. No lie.
You suggesting I try? I'm not so good with blood. More wine?
Maybe I'll get another tattoo.
What this time?
Don't know.
Aha. This is great.
What?
No, this. Jane and Joe drink wine and whine.
But what is this?
Something Spanish, I forget.
Where's your cat?
More crackers? I'll be civilized. See? They're in a bowl.
Thanks. May I shut the blinds? I hate it gets dark so early.
I like the dark.
Just not the middle of the night. Try the pills, maybe.
You can have them.
I don't need them.
Sure beats razor blades.
You sure? You tried it?
So I'm not sure. I've got a song to play you.
No, Joe, wait. I've got a song for you. You reminded me. Here, wait. First, me first. Sit back.
This is great.
You haven't heard it yet.
No, but this is great.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good to feel so sad. I'm only happy when it rains. Pour your misery down. Pour your misery down on me. Pour your misery
this place. Where are we?
I have no idea. It looks like a living room.
There's a rumbling. We're moving, aren't we?
I think so. I see windows.
Are you the captain?
Captain? Me? No. Captain of what?
You have a uniform. You look like the captain.
We're in some kind of floating ship.
She's the captain.
What's this all about? I've got no memory of coming aboard.
I don't either.
Nor I. If we're in the air, where are we?
Over here. Look. Down there. It's a forest.
We are in the air, but not too high. What the devil is going on?
I've no idea where we are. In fact, the whole thing is rather preposterous.
Captain, what do you think?
I really don't think I'm the captain, you know. This uniform isn't even mine.
No, it fits you rather well.
Have we met? Do we know each other? You look like an old lover of mine, Captain.
Good. But I'm not the captain.
Do you know them?
No. I've no idea who they are. I wonder why we awoke first.
Look at this. There's an odd incongruity between how we look, the decor of this living room, and the tech here. This thing seems to be running itself, and the tech seems to be more advanced than the century. What year is it?
It's funny, I can't... I'm not, but... 19-something... I can't remember. 53?
No, much later. Cars are driving themselves.
Cars? 1953? You got hit on the head? It's just gone 1901.
Could it be 2053? I mean, could it have been... I can't tell what year this is, you know, in this ship.
And we're all speaking English. That'll suggest something.
Someone brought us aboard this vessel, which seems to be floating above the surface, piloting itself.
They brought us without our knowledge and without our consent.
So it seems. But why?
You might think this is quite low on the list of necessities, but, I'm hungry. Let's have a look around, shall we?
Might not be a bad idea at that. By the way, I'd like to say my name is Claudia. I'm not entirely sure, but the name seems familiar.
Yes, I agree. I'm not exactly trusting myself. I feel a bit like Professor Challenger out here, searching for a lost world, not knowing what to expect. However, I believe my name is Morse.
Well, a minute ago, I was sure my name was Shalia, but now I'm convinced it's Adeline. Call me Adeline. I don't really want to explore. I'll stay here with them until they wake. Maybe if I look out the window, I can figure out where we are. I mean, there are lots of forests in the world, aren't there?
Yes, of course. Or should I ask, which world?
Oh, Lord. Not ready for you to ask that. Not yet.
Let's go. Rather like a labyrinth in here, yes?
I feel we've been down this hallway before. I'm beginning to feel like Theseus lost in the labyrinth. If you're Ariadne, then you'll help me out after I kill the beast, right?
I'd rather tame the beast and let us all get out of here together.
I suppose we'll figure it out moment by moment. And still no food.
Without the understanding of the world we're in, and without my memories, I feel extraordinarily free to live in the present. Food, unless our physiology has changed, is crucial. So it's the only goal, need, desire.
Don't you want to get out of here?
I don't know. Maybe not. Why?
Don't you want to get back to your life?
Since I don't know what it was, I'm not sure. Maybe I was a slave building a pyramid.
Not with your knowledge of tech.
Then maybe I was a slave in a tech server farm.
Okay. Suppose we find food. Suppose we're comfortable and stimulated intellectually. Suppose we all get along and somehow this strange environment continues to function as it has been since we woke. Won't we be bored in about 10 minutes?
Do we still have minutes?
There doesn't seem to be any measurement of them on the ship. There still seems to be the passing of time, though.
Here, let's take this one.
There's a light down there, right? I have an odd sensation, a kind of queasy feeling, but not quite in my stomach.
Might be hunger. You might just want food.
Hello? Hello?
Where are we?
We don't know. It's a kind of airship. The captain is walking around looking for food with another member.
How did we get here?
No one knows. Where are you from?
I can't remember. Grodzek comes to mind?
You speak English?
Yes. And no accent. Nothing makes sense.
We're floating above a forest.
Okay. Why?
No idea. Wish we could get out of here.
Why? To do what? To go where? I have no memory of living anywhere. This is just as good as whatever was before. Is there anything to eat?
The captain is looking for food.
I'm fantastically attracted to you. I can almost see how open your heart is. Do you have a name?
Adeline. Thank you. You're very sweet. What's your name?
Who knows? I've always liked Karen. You know, with a Y.
Karen.
I liked waking up and finding you there. I'd like you to be there anytime I wake. What's that?
Tech. The helm, I guess. Command center or the bridge. I can't make sense of it. Looks like it's running itself.
Looks familiar. Let's look. There are chairs, as if it's meant for us. We can figure it out together, can't we? Somehow, I know we can.
Yeah. Is it faith?
Well then, look at this. Enough stores for a whole city.
Food, I expect. Although, not the traditional fare.
No meat and potatoes. Who did this?
I think we have to let go of that, or we'll go crazy. We have to content ourselves with what we see, which that we seem to be safe, and now we have food. There's probably someplace to sleep besides the floor in that other room. We have to address a larger question.
You mean, what do we do with our time?
No. What do we want?
This is Captain Claudia Varro of the RHS Euterp. We are on the perimeter of the galaxy, as discussed. Authorization 93C7U. Sent to command. Out.
That should keep them quiet for a while. I'll be in room 92 with the others. Comm will be off.
Yes, Captain.
I'm on my way. Everyone ready?
Good.
There will be some confusion, and we can't prefigure how that will affect people.
We have only a small window to do this, and it must be right. We have one chance to save ourselves across time, and I hope you all see that it must be now. These calculations were technologically limited in the past, and from our models, we think there will not be a future. So, I must ask for the last time, are we all agreed?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah, yeah,
I guess. As I've mentioned, Captain, we are extracting psychologies, modes of behavior, personalities across time from the farthest our instruments can reach up until today. We can't guarantee there won't be a residue memory, a kind of lingering mist of who they were before we...
I know. It's the best we can do for now. And it's all we have time to do.
There will be some confusion, and we can't prefigure how that will affect people.
Yes. We've picked those who will be least affected by confusion, and we've added the other factor, the...
Recasting.
I wish we knew more about how it would unfold, sisters and brothers. No one knows what we've planned. No one will know for 10,000 years. All we know is that we need some way out of the morass we've created over 22 centuries. And because we can enact it only at this precise moment in our time, and at this point in the galaxy, it will be a long time before any single entity can catch us. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Predicate.
Yes. Rieger?
I'm on.
Captain?
Are we ready?
Are you yourself, Captain? We don't know how it will affect your current...
Me, you mean? My first body? We must try to save ourselves, no matter how much we yearn for self-destruction. We are replanting. Do you want a formal command, Rieger?
We're beyond that, Captain. Claudia.
One last hug to all of us. Proceed, friends. We begin.
Hi, honey. I see you found the iced tea. There's whiskey.
I found it, Mother. Tea is better with whiskey.
Anything is better with whiskey.
Tastes like real whiskey, too.
Your father bought cases of it when the last distillery closed in 2180-something. Half the basement of the barn is filled with it.
The sunset looks good tonight.
Do you like it? Your father has been playing with the colors the last couple of days to match it to the water a little better. There's a sand chair over there. Sit with me.
He's done a good job. It looks realistic, whatever that means. But he has some numbers, sort of, on the horizon, on your left. That must be the code he accidentally put in as text, or...
No. That's the government, honey. It's the number of so-called enemies we've killed today. The code is embedded in any program now, and you can't make it go away. Whether it's ocean clouds or living room wallpaper apps. Believe me, he's tried.
The beach and water are pretty. And the sky, as long as you ignore that part with the numbers in it.
We adapt, honey. In time, we won't even notice the numbers everywhere. That's our greatest skill. And our curse.
I realize what we're asking you to do, honey. It's a risk. If any of your crew finds out, you'll be killed.
I know. You two are real pioneers, Mother. You've come a long way off of molecular phylogenetics.
Well, I specialized. And yes, I realized that to jumpstart the race in a kind of mirrored reality just to save it is a little naive and pie-in-the-sky hopefulness. But your father and I have been working quietly on this for many years, ever since you were born.
There were so many years I didn't know.
We couldn't risk your life should we be caught.
Later, the project was the only life I ever knew.
I'm sorry for that, honey. And it pains me, even in my hopefulness, that we raised you to carry it out. You've been working your whole life to make the project come to fruition.
You're using the kind of DNA of psychology and biology combined to...
Would you really understand the science if I explained it to you?
No. All I need to know is how to implement the process from my ship.
What about the crew? You'll need 5 experts in their fields.
I've picked them out already. I know I can trust them. What about this regeneration or morphing thing? Do I have manually...
No. We called it recasting. Each of you will regenerate to the psychology that's needed to begin a logical evolution. We couldn't possibly know the human combinations that might arrive from each timeline that we picked. And so we built in a device to alter each of you so that you'd fit in order to build the future for the race.
I don't understand. I don't have to, I guess. And this vessel, where they'll live for a few centuries, where exactly is it?
Not in any realm you know, but it has a gateway to a reality they will find when they're ready to join the universe.
We could build the best of humanity.
We could, or we could fail. But we see how the repetitive parts of psychology... We can see that it doesn't work if left alone.
I trust you, Mother.
You know, honey. Your father will be home soon. Let's eat together. I'll start the food.
I might stay and enjoy the sunset graphics a minute.
Honey, no matter what we're doing, you know we love you. Don't you?
Something is happening to me. I can feel my mind changing, and look at my hands.
I don't know what's going on here, friend, nor why we're here or how we got here. From what I can see, though, it's all been carefully measured, planned, predicted.
Yes, but by who?
I don't think we should obsess about that. We have to live together now, and there may be others. We should make a life together as if we were vital. Frankly, I believe it is crucial.
Hold on. I need a moment. Everything in my head is changing, and I...
Whew, I feel different.
You are. I don't believe you are even Morse anymore.
I feel like a... Call me Francis. Do I look like a Francis?
I've never known a Francis, but your face is even changed. Lighter. Morse was serious.
I'm serious. Seriously serious. Any Francis can be serious. Here's a story A Morse walks into an airship and the captain says, Morse, you're not yourself today. Morse, thinking that's an order, changes into Francis and the captain says, Francis, you're not yourself today. And Francis turns into Celia. And the captain says...
Yes, humor. Morse was sadly lacking humor. But I think maybe you've hit on something.
Huh?
The possibility for changing. Instead of adapting to our environment, perhaps we can, at least here, adapt ourselves to change the environment.
Radical and wacky. Like a desert chameleon. Funny though, I do feel like a newer me. I feel... And don't ask me how I feel this, but I think my mind is more connected to my body, and my heart feels more open. That's goofy biz. I'm waiting for shaving a haircut. Ta-da! You know?
I don't know what that means.
You shouldn't. It's a few centuries old. But here's what's interesting. I do know what it means, and Morse wouldn't.
Let's take some of this food back to Shalia and any others who've awakened.
Did you see that? Oh, wow. Scott, you're so lucky. It's fantastic.
Look at all of you.
They all came here to this living space. I guess they were sleeping all over the ship. And Captain.
Claudia, please.
I can't even explain this, but I've found a love. A life mate. Or...
We've been gone just a short time.
I can't explain it! But we knew each other from the start as if... there was nothing in the way of us seeing each other. Does that make sense?
More and more.
I'm Karen. We've learned a lot about the console, too. We're matched to it now. I think the whole airship runs on a kind of regenerating steam system. That makes hydroelectric power, too. I'm not sure how long we'll be here, but there are ways to sustain us for a long time.
I see. How did you learn?
I don't know. We tutored.
Tutored by sisters. I'm beginning to see. We're looking ahead. Hello? Hello. None of us know why we're here. Let's be here, then. Because we want to be together, and we want to grow. We've got food. Let's have our first meal together. Let's eat together and look ahead at what we'll build.
Nice speech, Captain.
I'm not a captain.
Well then, sport? You'd better ditch that coat.
I don't know what I was. I want to be one of all. With you now. Now and next.
You must have been a poet. With a will to live our dream. With a want to preserve passion. For the last abiding crescent. Of the evanescent moon, Selene.
I don't want to, but we've got to.
I die with you.
Don't you wish, with all your will,
we can live and love?
Oh, sister, watch yourself. Never fear.
Orphans, born to be alone.
Waiting and feeding is my fate.
No! Don't want to go in there. No. Fuck no. Man, no!
Bro, okay, bro, relax. I know you're scared,
I tried, my babies. I protested. I marched. Gave out
bumper stickers. We know. You can go now, Ma.
There must be a solution. It's a finite set of information.
Okay, people. Everybody calm down.
Calm down? Antio, they sent us across the world to die, right in there. For no reason. Because we're too poor to buy out of their lottery.
Anybody sneak a piece of metal, a fork, anything sharp, or a lighter? Help me out. I'll find some way to kill this fuck.
Kill it? It's this epic, jacked beast. It's fucking mythic. Horns and teeth like switchblades. Plus, it's 7 feet tall.
6 feet, 5 inches in reality. Reality being defined as the state of things as they actually exist, rather than as they appear or might be imagined. The horns he mentions are, as you could see, a myth. See? Just hair. Myths, you know, as in fictions based on truth, as in stage plays. However, philosophy does, in fact, describe reality, even if some plays don't.
Fuck!
Darling, please, your language!
Sorry, Ma, but I really, really don't want to die.
Ma, I'll protect Cass. Sacrifice myself to the Minotaur first.
We're all being sacrificed, so shut up a minute. What did you say about knives and shit?
Maybe we can take it out if we got a weapon.
You some kind of expert on beast homicide or something?
You some kind of cop or something?
I sure am.
Little Rock PD.
Yeah, shit. Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. She even arrested my ass one time for causing a public disturbance. Reading bloody poetry at an open mic. Woo. Caused a riot.
If you're DIP, your ass sits in my jail. I got my eye on you.
Ma, please get out of here. I can't stand this. If you die too, I'm gonna mess my pants.
They can't keep me out of the maze. I wrote my congressman. The lottery is ageist.
Ma, come on.
Ma, stop doing the martyr. It's so embarrassing.
What if we call Uber to get a ride out of here?
Uber what?
Just give me anything. I'll cut this beast thing to shreds. I can do it, especially when I'm high like now.
What are you high on? Wouldn't be an illegal substance, would it?
No, cop lady. Weed from Oregon, it's legal there.
Wait a minute. The water taxi idea, it's really weird. I like it. My name's Paul. What's yours?
I'm Cly. I like your voice, Paul.
Oh, thanks. I hope you like my face, too.
Let me take off my glasses.
Would you fucking all shut up the fuck? We are gonna die in there. And if we don't go in there, it will come out here with not only teeth, but guns.
God, I hate the NRA. They're lucky I'm nonviolent.
Hey, everyone, what if we work together to find the Minotaur's weak spot?
Oh, I wish I had my bike. If I had my bike, I'd ride out of here so fast, so far. I'd ride and go and fly.
How far you think you'd get? It's an island.
Shit. Did you have to remind me? I'll never ride again.
Oh, now you made him cry.
I'm sorry, but it is. Crete is an island. And this is an even smaller island.
This is how it always is. People, fucking people, circling the drain. Listen! We gotta go into that maze and kill a Minotaur with our bare hands.
Don't think thug boys like my water tax idea, Paul.
Or mine to do some brainstorming.
Do you? Do you like me? I mean, my Uber idea.
I do, kinda.
Oh, come on! We gotta do something!
Yeah. Okay.
What is she doing?
Looks like dancing to me. Hey, what's that called?
This, right here, is the fuck off and die dance.
Cool. You gonna teach me?
Sure.
That's my sister. She's very talented.
I bet you're talented too. And smart.
Well, don't tell anyone. But one time, I won the Interstellar Math Madness competition.
Wow.
Uh-oh. My tummy just growled.
Well, I'm just shit out of ideas. Looks dark and scary in there. When's sundown?
I say go in, get it over with. Die fighting with my bare hands.
What if we could get the beast to just dance and sing instead?
Dance, okay, but no singing, bro. I'm messed up enough as it is.
Okay, but let's dance first, bro. Come on. Why not? Come on. Dance, everybody. Let's dance.
Feels good. Almost forgot we're about to die.
Rather fight.
Come here. I'll show you how to dance, hard boy.
I get it. Come over here, cry boy.
Are we dancing?
Grab me.
Why is there never, and I mean never, enough men?
What about him? Him over there, let's share. He's big enough for two.
Could this prove to be enlightening?
Never thought the last minutes on Earth would be so much fun.
I was hoping differential calculus would come in handy someday.
You are so cute, and I have no idea what you just said.
Force equals mass times acceleration for such situations.
Okay. Wow.
I don't dance!
You're dancing with me.
Nobody holds me.
I'm holding you.
I'm bad.
Good.
Why do you cry so easy, honey?
Yeah, just a mama's boy, I guess.
I write down words. What do you do?
I fix things that are broken. Are you broken?
No.
Can I check you up to make sure?
Maybe.
I'm becoming fatigued. May we stop?
He tires out quick for such a young person, doesn't he?
He's sensitive. You can tell.
Please, the mythic is sucking me dry.
Oh, God! It's him! It's the beast!
Oh, ma'am. They say he devours people in one bite.
Well, I can't help it. I have an extra large stomach.
Okay, ma'am. You back me up. I'm gonna frisk Mr. Big. Sir, let's see what you're carrying. Just routine. Gotcha!
I dreamed instead of death in a beast's mouth, I sang a song.
Empty chairs and empty tables. Now my friends will come no more.
I'm a lot like my little brother. Kinda unrealistic. I figure the best way to go out is either kissing a beautiful woman or cracking it before old age drags me down, and maybe, just maybe, with enough throttle, I jump over that last canyon, you know? Enough bike talk? Okay.
Like my brothers, I don't want an ordinary life. See, I can do so many things. Why should I die an ordinary death? Why should I die at all?
Oh, my sister, total artistic type, you know? Everything dies, even my kitty. Phew! But seriously, the inevitable can be solved. Once someone builds a machine, they want it to go somewhere. I know. But why can't technology be a machine to take us exponentially forward instead of into the mouth of a carnivore? I do miss my kitty, by the way.
Being a single mother sucks. Zeke, I hate you. I want my kids to go to college. I want them to have fresh water and clean air. Don't you? My ex-husband called me a bitter liberal. I'll call him a bloated conservative. But come on, Zeke! People don't vote along party lines when it's a scary idiot, right? Right. Wait. Do you? What about our children? Vote your conscience.
Okay, I never killed anybody. I boxed a few years, knocked out a few guys, ripped Dairy Queen twice. Got $200 the second time. Bought me a really, really cool, genuine leather jacket. Yeah, that's right, exactly like James Dean. I call him Jimmy. From Indiana, that's right, my state. He's buried in Indiana, you know. Knocked over a lemonade stand to score a bus ticket so I could see his grave. What I always wanted was to be buried in my leather jacket, like my man, Jimmy Dean. And at the burial for a lot of really hot girls to cry. But first I'm going out fighting. That's all I got.
Well, the duality of human nature is explored in many stories. Take Beauty and the Beast. No, too cliche. How about The Shining? The film, not the novel. The novel is utter trash. The film, though, is exceptional cinema. I have a film projector inside to pass the time. I tried to read the novel in between shifts, you know, hunting, bone crunching, and trying to fill this enormous digestive tract. And the novel was nauseating. In fact, it gave me reflux. Ever have that? Oh, it's terrible. You have to give up coffee and alcohol. The film, though, stunning. Stunning. I would have it on. And these naive young men and women would appear in my office, so to speak, totally freaked out watching Jack chasing Danny through the labyrinth. But boy, after watching the film, they thought being in the lair of the Minotaur was a walk in the park. See? The duality of human fear. Very instructive.
So, I started writing stuff when I was 11. You know that age. Your first period, your first crush, your first short story about a sassy girl serial killer. I like to make stuff up, you know? I like to meet people, see what they do, and then make up some people kind of like them and put them into a story. First story I wrote was so bad. My vigilante is after an evil redneck who's trying to kill orphan kids with a chainsaw. Another one I had, terrorists blowing up historic buildings in downtown Little Rock. I watched the news all the time because it gave me ideas for my stories. I guess that's why I got my degree in journalism. Moved to Jersey. In Jersey, I learned journalists are vultures. I learned to smell blood. I smell it now. This here is going to end up a very nasty story.
My sister gets dramatic in front of crowds. You ask me? Everything would be fine if we could just lock up this big, talking, tall, sensitive. He is sensitive now. Young man. They call the Minotaur. That's a bad name. I think our horns on his head. Just because I'm a cop does not mean I've got no heart. I'm a woman, too. I am a woman. I am all woman. But I'm a cop. So I know when to use my gun, and I know when to use my taser. I know when to cuff 'em, and when to whisper a few choice things in their ear. Oh, yeah. I meet a lot of bad men in my job. But I hoped I'd meet a good man for me. You know? Law-abiding. Understands foreplay. Sensitive. You know? Talks to me before he goes grabbing me in a deep, low voice. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Whoa. Why? Oh, Western world. Why must we die like dogs? Why submit to the few? Why by lottery leave life for the dark maze of death?
Well, I'm truly sorry, everyone. I'm just on the payroll. I do like the jet boat and the Mediterranean climate. I moved here from Oregon. The rain was not congenial to my hairstyle, but I recognize the injustice of your situation. Let's handle this conflict formally. You each present your argument against human sacrifice, and I promise not to bite your heads off until you've all had your say. Fair enough? No, time waits for no one. I'm on the clock. Come on. Who's first?
Well, this is it. Farewell. Goodbye to you and you and you. I'll miss especially when my mouth is dry and all the chairs are broken and empty and there's no one to sing to. You, I won't miss. Well, I will. I'm lying. And you. No, not you. because of what you did on October 27th at 9:53 in the a.m. My poor groin muscle's never been the same. Sadist. But the rest of you, you beautiful people, out there in the dark. Yes. Love you. Farewell.
Maybe expecting a formal debate was an error.
Saying goodbye is hard. Like my kitty. Poor little guy. Coyote got him, we think. He was so small. Sleek gray coat and the cutest coal black nose. These big green eyes. This, oh, so soothing purr.
Please, must you reference deceased felines?
Oh, sorry. Saying goodbye is hard. It was so hard to say goodbye to my puppy dog. Oh, she's so adorable. She has these big floppy ears. She's part spaniel, part tribble, all ears and paws. And no one at home to take care of her, to feed her, take her for walks, give her a doggy treat. It's a hard world, especially on mammals.
No more pets, please.
Oh, fuck. I hate leaving all of you. And leaving my Ducati. It's all tuned up. New tires. Even got my armor cleaned. They say if you love riding a motorcycle, it'll kill you someday. You just have to hope something else kills you first. Now, instead of a crashing the old pasta rocket, it's a lottery ticket killing me. Oh, fuck. I hate the thought of leaving the big slab. Missing out on all the unexplored country roads I plan to ride. That beautiful, beautiful woman I just met. My ma. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Oh. Oh, what a shame.
Did you hear him call me beautiful? Who'd want to miss more of that? Give me some more of that, right? I got stories inside to get out to you. Not just crime stories. Don't you want to hear them? Why do we have to kiss it goodbye now? Can't we come up with something better? I think I could put some of you in my stories if we got to know each other. Like the stories of a secret romance. Smoke and gossip. Big dreams. Yeah? Can we hang out together a while longer? I got a lot of really, really beautiful ideas. I do. Well, I would if I wasn't about to die.
This is making my tummy upset.
I don't like staying in one place. I like getting away. Except this time. This time you saw I met this girl, this woman. She's smoldering, like she got real heat underneath this, like, really sweet face. She didn't ask about my past. Or care I sometimes act like Jimmy Dean. She just cared about us in this place. She's better in 10 minutes than anyone else I met in my punk shit life. I don't want to leave her. Never. Aw, oh, come on. Please? Shit. Feel like I'm talking to my parole officer.
All the Stoics. Give me strength.
I won't miss the early mornings. But I'll miss the afternoons and the evenings. The sunlight falling through the windows. The way we would all show up and make something out of nothing. Carve life out of thin air. Getting the curve of my wrist just right. I fell in love. Finally. With myself. Once I did that, I fell in love. With dance. And now I love this. Yeah, him. For a few seconds, I had everything I wanted. Everything. Before it was all broken to pieces.
Oh, this is so hurtful.
Seems like to me he's in a lot of pain, Mr. Big Nuts and Bolt here. Where I come from, we call him the Bad Wolf. But you've got to get to know him first. Maybe he's not the Bad Wolf. Maybe he's the dog the Bad Wolves trained to fight. I'm a cop because I wanted to protect folks. Maybe it's time I quit. I'm starting to feel something somewhere. I won't say where. For this wicked young man.
Oh, what an ethical quandary.
When my husband died, I thought I would die. I had my children, yes, but losing a husband means you're alone at night. You're dying for companionship. So you spoil your children instead and hang out with old hippies at political rallies. You pretend you're happy being a mother and an agitator, but deep in your heart, deep in your insides, you're hungry for a little, you know? I was hoping to find a little, you know, before I died.
Oh, this is what it sounds like when doves cry. I'm so hungry, and I have a job description to eat you all, but I just can't do this. Let's, all of us, just stop and hold each other.
This is nice. I was afraid it was going to be a tragedy.
Me too, except I am profoundly hungry. Let's hop in my jet boat.
Yeah. What they got to eat around Crete besides people?
I scoped out a taverna by the pier.
Okay, let's drink ouzo and break a few plates.
I hope they have big tables to seat all of us.
I couldn't have stood by watching your beautiful face get hurt.
Aw. But hey, no more crying. This story makes me hungry for some reason. Let's catch up.
Opa!
This. I'm throwing the rest of this junk out. I don't know why I've kept it all these years. Hope you can find a place to sit. You hungry?
Still on antidepressants?
Those are expired. I use this. Screw caps. Never could like them.
I'm turning this off. Too loud. Rather sweat. You know there's water on the floor in there?
Huh?
On the floor in your bathroom.
I keep taking showers. Sister got mom's wine, except this.
Shit.
Are you having some?
Sure. Anything to eat?
Well, yeah, if you can get to the fridge.
These chips for a game?
Always.
This place is okay. Not as dark as your old place.
Cheers.
You finish your latest?
Huh?
Play or something?
Not with a funeral, no.
Oh.
Can't finish anything.
Tortilla chips are my personal savior. I got business cards printed. Wanna hear why? I can depend on... You look tired. Forget the funeral, Joe. Focus on...
She was so good to me.
Oh, Joe.
I couldn't do anything for her at the end. Watch her suffer.
I hate that. Love makes you desperate.
Goddamn, where the fuck is...
You're sweating, aren't you?
God. Christ. Fuck.
I can turn the AC back on.
Fuck.
When he died, I wanted to go somewhere far away. Not Troutdale. I mean, you know, Asia or South America.
Never went?
No. Kept going to the job.
Yeah, where's the devil when you're ready to do something?
I've given up on him, too.
Chips aren't stale. What do you know?
They're good. What's this play about?
Ghosts.
Cool.
You want to write it?
Why do you always pitch your unfinished shit my way?
We should write together, maybe. Never done that.
Me either. My mouth's dry.
Cheers.
Whoa, we've done this before, Joe.
Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, I guess we have. I can't wait for fall. Rain.
Lost interest in climate. Comfort.
You'll find someone, Jane.
You've said that before. you're full of shit.
You're great, Jane. Come on, you've got gorgeous... I mean... Come on. I mean, your eyes are great.
What about you?
It's not sleeping kills me.
No, I mean...
What?
Maybe I'll get another tattoo.
Any room left?
Oh, yeah. There are parts of me still just virgin.
Uh-huh. You're great. This is great.
What?
Oh, this, you know. Jane and Joe drink wine and whine. It could be a cereal.
How many sequels could you squeeze out of us?
Let's find out. We need theme music. What song should I play you?
No, Joe, wait. I've got a song for you. You reminded me. Here, wait. Me first. Sit back.
This is great. You're great.
Yeah? Thanks. Needed to hear that. Joe, are you ready?
Yeah. This is great. So much for listening. We hope you had a good time. We'd like to thank the actors who are in tonight's program: Tara Spires, Krista Helms, Connor Kearns, Alexander Lumiere, and introducing a new actor to radio, Heidi Hinshaw. Remember, there's radio theater at KABU every Monday night at 11 p.m. Please turn out the lights and listen.
You must have been a poet, with a will to live our dream, with a want to preserve passion for the last abiding crescent of the evanescent moon, Selene.
Cheeky Cha-Cha Club Club. We'll be right back.
Right. Okay. I think I got it all together here. Maybe not. You know, things do fall apart, right? And we're just here to catch the remains and move forward, ever forward. And in fact, moving forward, speaking of which, as I crawl into the big chair, so we can be here now, another edition of that wacky cha-cha. Oh, wait. Well, I mean, it's the tacky cha-cha. Nobody told me it was jacked out, racked out, blacked out, cracked out, cracked out. All right, let's lay it on the table again. Lay it out there right now. All for one and one for everyone else. It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club. From the corner of Calicalo Boulevard and Bourbon Street, in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.